Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am so sorry. I am 19 minutes late. I missed my last show, and I'm just so amazed at the problems I have become, have had trying to get on this website. I mean, it's like everything was going wrong. I know it's been a while since we've talked, and a lot has happened. And I'm hoping that all the things that have happened in your life was something positive or were positive things. I want to say, first of all, thank you for listening to the show on Chocolate Lady 64 on Blog Talk Radio. It is June the 9th, 2011, and I'm late. I am almost 17 minutes late just a few minutes ago. Anyway, I apologize for that, and please forgive me. Just so much has happened since the last time we talked. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think I told you guys about my radio show that's on, I don't want to say real radio, but live radio, and it's called Listening to Your Silence. And it's on 88.1 KYT FM, and it's out of Alexandria, Monroe, and Shreveport. And we actually can go into Texas. It's 70,000 watts. So that's what I've been working on, and that's why I've actually been neglecting this show, and I really apologize for that. I told you things was changing. I just didn't realize how fast and how serious it was going to change. I'm going to continue to do this as long as I can until things, you know, change for me and where I can't always put a lot of time in it, and I don't want to forget you guys because you guys have been faithful listeners, and I thank you for that. Anyway, okay, with that out the way, I started school. I'm finally going back to college, and I'm already hitting a snag already, but I'm holding in there. I don't know if I told you guys about the position I got basically at our Family Life Center as the executive director. And this year, what we did was we started a summer day camp, and I started it on June 1st. And you guys, oh, my God. You know how you sit back and you think, man, should I really, really do this? I wind up signing up. I have 96 kids as of count right now. But actually, there's really more. I just haven't had a chance to finish putting them in my folders and getting them organized. You hear my dog in the background. So I'm trying to get all this stuff together. It's so many little mishaps, you know, when you have hiccups when you start something new. The parents love it, and that's what's to me, being a customer service type person that I am, the parents have to like it first and foremost because they want their children to be in a safe environment. I got the cutest little, I mean, I have the cutest little rascal, and that's what I call them. I got this cute little girl, and I call her Rudy from off of Cosby Show because that's exactly what she looks like. But she's a cute little devil. And these little kids just, I mean, like I was saying, I fell in love with kids all over again. They're beautiful. And we don't realize what we have until, like, mine's grown. He's 28 and he's gone. We don't realize how precious that time is with our kids when they're that little. You know, we need to spend time. We need to pay attention to what they're saying. We need to love them. We need to do all those things because a lot of parents, believe it or not, don't love their children. They just have them to have them. They are right now, they're just people that they can deal with, you know, that we know for sure we got to feed them and clothe them and put them together. Other than that, you know, we don't really want to deal with them. You know, I'm not saying all parents are like that. I'm just saying some parents are like that. They're just like a bank account for some parents. But they're so lovely, and I love every one of them, all of them. They are, oh, my God. And it's so fun. I really enjoy this. But, you know, this is what amazes me, and maybe it's just me being paranoid, because I can get paranoid at times. People just don't want you to have things that are successful. And I say this simply because of some of the people that I know that I'm dealing with that really, you know, I don't know how you want to say it. They really don't want to see this be successful. They just don't. It's in their spirit not to, you know, like I try to tell people, people are just mean. That's just how they are. I don't care how much they go to church. I don't care how much they're just mean, and that's their personality. And they're not going to change. God is not going to change, and nobody's going to change if they're going to be who they are, point blank. And there's nothing you can say to them that's going to change it. They're going to hope that things don't work out with you because that's just how they are. And I'm sorry I'm not that way, and I thank God I'm not that way, that I am not a person to have that spirit in me to be mean all the time. I can't be mean. That's so much wasted negative energy. I just don't understand it. But they don't want to see the program succeed, and I feel sorry for them. I really do. I really feel sorry for them. And those are the things I deal with, and my husband always encourages me no matter what. He encourages me. He said, baby, don't let that bother you. I know you guys hear my dog in the background. I don't know what she's barking at, but she's getting on my nerve. But my husband always tells me to be encouraged. Don't let those people, he said, I know it's easier said than done because you're not me and I'm not you and you don't see things like I do. And I said, you're right. Now, I shouldn't let them bother me, you know, about what they say. Every now and then it does. I'm not going to pretend like I'm hardcore. Every now and then it does bother me because of the fact that, you know, I don't understand why would you want to see me fail when I've never done anything to you, you know. I've never done anything to you to hurt you or say anything out of the way to you. But that's just how people are. Some people are just mean-spirited people, and it's nothing going to change them. And those are the type of people that think they're going to heaven. They really do. They'll throw the Bible at you. They use the verses against you, and they really truly think they got a place in heaven. And they don't realize it. You might be the one God says, you know what, I didn't like the way you did somebody or how your spirit was. You know, you never know. So you can't be mean to everybody. Just having that spirit about you. That's crazy. That's really, really crazy. So I'm dealing with that, trying to get my head back together. I'm trying to make sure everything is going right in my life. I'm making sure that everything that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and even sometimes going overboard because I find myself doing that because I'm sympathetic like that. I don't know why. And I know it's a good thing to be sympathetic. I know it is. But enough about that. Next thing I want to talk about, I said, talked about the Family Life Center and getting it going and moving and having a summer day camp, which is very good. I'm there like about 10 to 11 hours a day. And guess what, you guys? This is not over to July 29th. Isn't that amazing? So I got a long time to do this. It's from 7:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. And you know what? These parents pick these kids up right at 7. They're not coming no close. They're coming at 5:30. And I was like saying to myself, they really want to get rid of those kids. They don't want to have nothing to do with their own kids. I'm just kidding. But it's just funny because you don't expect for them to be that way, but they are that way. They don't care what you think or how you see it. If they don't want to deal with their kid, they're going to drop their child off. But most of the parents are very nice, and you know, they if there's any problems, the kids tell them, and they let them know, and they let me know if there's any problems. And the problem, one of the things that I'm dealing with this whole situation is the idea that I have, like, a lot of teenage volunteers that come in with the kids and work with the kids, and they really work with them. But a teenager can only do so much. And the kids are going to only listen so much. So as far as them being dedicated and coming there every day, you know, for the next 2 months, for another month, I think it's awesome that they have the time to do that, and they enjoy it. And I just don't, and I have to tell them all the time to be careful when you're dealing with someone else's child, because we don't want to get in any trouble. So it's really kind of hard to just, you know, explain it to them, and I just tell them if the child is getting really out of hand, is to bring them to me so I can deal with the child myself, you know, and I can almost kind of calm the child down or whatever. Or else I start calling parents. If I can't say nothing or do nothing with your child, then you have to come get them. And it's in my handbook that if you have to come get your child for disciplinary, there's no refunds on anything. And I guess that might be, you know, a reason why some parents, you know, they're making sure their kids, you know, do come in and act right, you know. Other than that, I love what I do. Now, it's so amazing how we're so obsessed, and I'm sorry I'm not getting off the subject, but I'm going to another subject right now. It's so amazing how we get so obsessed with this Casey Anthony thing. CNN has it on, and it's so obsessed about this little girl, and I don't want to sound like she's minimum, but she is, but how the mother's reacting to everything. And I know we don't have anything else to talk about, I mean, as far as the news goes. We really don't. It's just like a lot of stuff in the news that's really not worth, is newsworthy to some people, but to others is not. I know the NBA playoffs is a big thing. Today the kids were chanting and ranting and raving about it. I let them blow off some steam talking about it, getting it out their system, and they had a good time doing it. But I'm not a basketball fan. I'm more of a football fan. I just don't find basketball that interesting. Other than that, it's like there's really no real major news out there. It's like they don't have anything else to talk about, to be honest with you, because they're so obsessed with this Casey Anthony thing, and I just don't see what the big deal is. That lady knows she murdered that young girl, because I don't call her a lady, she's a young girl. She knows that she did murder that little girl because she didn't no longer want her, and I think it was a revenge thing against her mom. To get back at her parents because she was angry. Her and her mom had a very volatile relationship. And, you know, they, and she probably murdered her to get back at her mom. I'm serious. I really believe that. She probably murdered her to get back to her mom, to get back at her mom, because she was so angry with her mom and how her mom, you know, their relationship was such, you know, was bad. And I think that girl has some issues that nobody's talking about. I really think that girl has some mental problems that nobody wants to talk about. And you got to understand, everybody's not meant to be a parent. And we continue to, you know, not look at the situation where these young girls are having these babies, and a lot of times these young girls are not ready to be mamas and daddies and papas. I mean, being mothers, and we have to pay attention to that more, you know. And no matter what, sometimes, you know, we instill in our kids not to get pregnant, not to do this, but it happens, you know. Now, a lot of these girls are not ready, and then do things happen, and they're just not ready. They're not ready to deal with the ideal that that these young girls get pregnant. You know, they just don't. And it's just amazing when these things happen. Maybe she went through postpartum depression and nobody paid attention to it. You know, that could have happened. That could have happened, where she went through postpartum depression and nobody paid attention to it, and she killed her daughter. It could happen. And we don't want to look at it like that, but That's how it happened. You think about what is the lady name who drowned her kids? She had all them kids, and she was going through that. She's in prison now. Yates, that's her last name. Yates. She killed her kids. And, you know, they want to say that Kate, what's her name, was on drugs and all that. I just think that she was going through something and she couldn't come to her mom and dad and talk to them about it because of how they felt. And I think that happened, you know. Or, you know, we'll never know the truth what happened. That girl would go to jail for the rest of her life and we won't know what the truth was. But, I mean, I just think we have much more important things to discuss and much more important things that we could deal with than that right there. You know, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong about that, but that's just my opinion. Oh, you know what, you guys, we're halfway through the show since I came on all late and everything. And I didn't even give the number to call in if y'all have an opinion on anything and how your summer is going. I know one thing, down here it is hot. It is hot. It's been hot every day. We've had, I think we had it sprinkled just a little bit through here. Other than that, it has been very, very hot here, you know. And I advise any African-American who's listening, please do not think that you cannot put on no SPF sunscreen, because I'm going to tell you right now, we can get sunburned and we can get skin cancer. Don't think we can't, even though we have a lot of melanin in our skin, you still can get it. So don't think you can't. Be careful out there. If you are in a state that is the sun is shining constantly and it's hot, make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure you stay out of the sun. When it's time to go in, go in. Those kids love to be outside till they get real hot and then they want to come inside, which we do let them. And drink water. Make sure you're getting plenty of water because you don't want to dehydrate and have a heat stroke. That's the most dangerous thing to have is a heat stroke. Just be careful, you guys out there. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I'm sending you off or anything, but just be careful out there. There's so much craziness going on. It's just, I mean, it amazes me that we still got people doing the most stupidest things in life, man. Just do some stupid stuff. You know? Like, what in the world was you thinking when you did that? Now, I hope and pray I'm not sounding like I'm rambling, because I'm not. I'm really not. I'm really making a point here that we just got to be careful. You know, the economy is still looking a little crazy. You know, people are not, no matter, despite what they're saying, the jobs are not coming like they should. You know, the economy is, they say the economy is slowly getting into place. I get upset. I'm going to tell you like this. This is what I get upset about. I get upset when they close down clothing stores that you used to use, and then you go to another clothing store just like it, and it don't have the same taste of clothing. It doesn't have the same taste of anything. That bothers me. I hope that bothers you two guys too. I hate when they close down stuff. I hate the idea that the new style, I'll say Payless, for instance. Payless used to be a store. I could tell you how many shoes. Payless used to have the cutest shoes. Now the Payless have the most ugliest shoes. I mean, no style to them, no cuteness to them. Just ugly shoes. I don't know what y'all done, and I really wish I would go back to the way it used to be. I have certain stores I shop in. I have certain stores that I shop in. It makes me so mad when they close down stores or they change their style up on you. And the style they change it to is these bland colors like these. I love tan, but I don't like it with everything. I love gray, but I don't like it with everything. And that the colors are so boring, you know. I like bright colors, especially in the summertime, you know.
things that catch your eye when you look at it. Lots of these stores have changed their style so that, you know, people like me who like that kind of stuff, it's hard to find it. It really is hard to find, you know, real nice clothes. And it drives me nuts that I can't find what I want. Now, what I want to do now is, you know, I love to play some of my music. Let's see if I can play you some music real quick here. I hope I can do it. It's been a while since I played my music. So, we're going to try something here. Please disregard my dog. She will not stop barking to save her neck. Okay, just one moment, you guys. I'm coming. Okay, just one second here so I can plug up all this stuff. I should have had it already prepared, but like I said, I was late getting on. Which didn't help out none whatsoever. Late putting my stuff together. Having that long day at the center really sets me back on a lot of stuff. Let's see here.